What do you see in James Jones that gives him his impact on that offense and with Rodgers specifically?
Well, he's been in that offense for so long, even when he was in that little time in with the Giants. And him and Rodgers have not lost any of their sync and karma working together. So it's just like it was a few years ago.
What's his skill set offer?
Well, he's got great hands. He's got great body control. He's got good catch radius. And he knows where Rodgers is going to put the ball, and he's ready for it.
Like, what happened? Were you able to pinpoint the problems with trying to defend some of the perimeter runs last week? What'd you see on tape when you worked out?
Yeah, we just didn't play well enough at some of those. Some of them were involved D linemen, some were linebackers, some were the DBs. But overall, our run defense wasn't good enough.
What happened on the first touchdown?
We had a mental error there. We cut a guy loose, obviously, and then we weren't able to get him down.
When the offense goes to the bunch like that, what are some of the keys to making sure that guys are on their assignment as those receivers break out?
Well, we have different calls and different ways we play it, and that way was one of the easier ways. We just, you know, two guys covered the same guy, and that's not good.
How does the previous game against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers help you prepare for this one?
I don't think it helps me a whole lot. It should help the players. They've played against them. You know, it's a no-huddle operation. So they've been out there with it and seen their offense live, which is better than trying to practice against it. So I think maybe they have a better appreciation for the challenge ahead.
Where does Rodgers rank among other guys you prepared for? Is he the best? Is he one of the best?
I don't know if he's the best, but there's nobody better.
How different does your defense feel from 10 weeks ago? A lot of different faces.
It's been a little bit of a revolving door, and I think we've been able to maintain some competitiveness and get better as we go. We've had our moments that weren't good, but I think they're in a good state of mind.
Like, what's your? Do you have a memory from facing Favre? Is there one that stands out, painful or otherwise?
Yeah, luckily I didn't go against him a whole lot. We were never in the same division, but we did play them in the championship game in after the 96 season up there, the year they won the Super Bowl. And, you know, they were a whole lot better team than we were. That was the year they won it. Then the following year we played him again, and he hammered a throw in there on the sideline between a corner and a safety that I don't think anybody else could have made. It was like a 40-yard laser. So had the good fortune of golfing with Brett a couple times over at the Pro Bowl once when I was coaching it, and he's a hell of a guy, and he's a deserving honor.
Is he a good golfer?
He can hit it a long way when he hits it.
Vic, do you look at this, because of what the Packers are able to do offensively, kind of as a measuring stick for your defense?
Every week's a measuring stick, you know. We lead seven-day lives here, you know. And if you win, you're great. If you don't, there's problems. So I look at every week as a measuring stick.
What have been the biggest challenges for your defensive line after Ratliff and Ego were lost? And how do you think they've held up as you've solidified that rotation again?
They've done okay. Obviously, we had our problems this past week defending the run. And sometimes it hasn't been good enough. Other times it has been. I would say inconsistent. But those guys are playing hard and doing everything they can to do their job.
In your studies of the Packers the past month, has it been odd to watch a Packers offense with Rodgers struggle the way they did for a few games?
You know, I know the results they would say were struggling, like you said they were, but they just missed a couple plays here and there, plays that could have kept drives going. And I don't see a lot different other than, you're right, the production there, they had a streak where they weren't quite up to their normal self, but they looked back on track this past week against Minnesota. Lacy ran real well. They threw it well. You know, they had a couple of pass interference penalties, and those yards don't show up in the yards, but they look to be back on point, unfortunately.
Speaking of Lacy in particular, what did you notice him doing better against the Vikings, if you've had a chance to study that?
Well, I didn't see him all, you know, since the first week, and he looked the same that he's always looked, and, you know, gone against them, you know, the previous years when he was running really good, and he looks back to normal. So I really don't know what the problem was.
How do you get a feel in-game for how much you can squeeze out of Purnell?
Well, it's mainly up to him. You know, he's trying his best. I mean, there was one point in the game the other day where I was told that he was done, he wasn't going to play anymore, and then I look up and he's out there two series later. So You know, it's up to him right now.
Is he better when he's out there than not having him? Does it reach a point, and does it reach a point where it's, you think it's better off not having him out there?
It could get to that point, you know, if a guy is whatever percent he is, you know, is not better than somebody that's close to 100%, then you got to go with the other guy.
With the inside linebackers and some in the eye discipline, what do you preach to them going against Rodgers and especially coming off a game last week where they were trying to move sideline to sideline quite a bit?
They just got to stick to their fundamentals, you know, and execute their technique, knowing that this guy is special. And you just got to play your technique.
John described Roll's injury last week, Saturday, as unusual, I think. How do you get guys to, you know, a day before the game, you know, embrace the next man up thing? And how are you guys faring without him?
Well, you saw the game, so you can make that judgment on your own. It was unusual for a guy to go down and late on a Friday afternoon. But Chris was ready to go, and he went in there and did a commendable job. That's just the way it is. I mean, all 32 teams have next man up, you know, mantra. So one man's problems is another man's opportunity. So see how Chris does with it this week for the second time.